Hachette Audio presents Bullseye, written by David Baldacci, read by Ron McClarty.
Chapter 1. It was 5 minutes to noon on a Saturday. The streets of Georgetown were filled with shoppers. The sun overhead was warming and the breeze brisk and refreshing. The waters of the nearby Potomac had some light froth from the wind. Many boaters were out enjoying the weather. It was all in all a delightful day to be alive. Yet there were a few people clustered in the vicinity who were not thinking about the pleasant weather or fun things to do. They had other things on their minds. Oliver Stone walked down the crowded sidewalk. In his pocket was his paycheck from the Mount Zion Cemetery, where he was the caretaker. His destination was a bank in the luxury mall located on M Street. He would just be able to deposit the check before the bank closed. He did not make much money and had to take care with what he did earn. Yet his needs were few, and his salary also included a cottage in which to live, and he liked being around the dead. They were a quiet bunch. He'd had enough excitement to last him the rest of his life. Behind him walked another man, partially hidden by a group of giddy teenage girls overburdened with shopping bags filled with purchases from upscale stores. Texts were flying from their collective phones. Youthful gossip was now delivered almost exclusively electronically. Indeed, one girl was energetically texting the friend walking beside her, as though actually turning and speaking to her would be somehow uncool or a burden. As he walked along, Will Roby looked up and watched the seagulls drift across the clear sky. It was a beautiful day to do many things, but dying was not one of them. It was never a good day to die, he thought. Yet oftentimes one didn't have a choice on the actual timing. He looked at Oliver Stone, who was about 15 feet ahead of him. The man had close-cropped white hair. He was lean and wiry and about 6'2", 2 inches taller than Roby. It was a sad testament to the state of general health in America when a lean, older man made one immediately think he was suffering from a serious illness. Roby knew who Oliver Stone was. And he also knew that he was not someone to take lightly. And despite his not exactly being a spring chicken, Roby knew the man could hold his own against just about anyone or anything. Stone turned into the
sample complete. Ready to continue?